1900. At Sunnyside home, much exhausted as year began. Suffering pain in left eye, and writing with eye bound up. With Sarah M. went to Summer Hill and then to San Farm for rest, January 4th to 19th. Neither got much rest. Was impressed to go to Maitland, woke Sarah at 4 a.m. January 19th, took early train to Dora Creek Station, and that afternoon drove to Maitland for a busy weekend of meetings. Visited Maitland again February 9th to 12th. Left Sunnyside March 7th to labor in the camp meeting at Geelong, Victoria, March 8th to 23rd. Impressed that she should soon return to America, and wrestled much in prayer before she decided to go. Spent a weekend in Melbourne area on return journey and spoke in N. Fitzroy Church on Sabbath afternoon. Reached Sunnyside March 27th. Made no long trips during next 4 months, but was burdened with writing and her concern over many features of the work, both in Australia and America. Labored several weekends in Maitland, Hamilton, Summer Hill, and Parramatta. Dreaded giving up her pleasant home to go to America but was convinced she must, and in August was busy with preparations for the move. Sunday, August 26, a fitting farewell service was held in the Currambong Church, and on August 29 she sailed from Sydney on the SS Moana with WCW and family, and Sarah M. reached San Francisco Friday p.m. September 21, and spoke in the Oakland Church Sabbath p.m. Spent a few days in Oakland, house hunting, and went to St. Helena September 27. At St. Helena San. Learned of a home fully furnished that was for sale, surely the very place the Lord had prepared for her, and Elmshaven became her home until her death. While on board ship she had been visited by the angel of the Lord and given precious instruction and the assurance that the Lord had a place prepared for her. Attended camp meeting at Napa, and during closing months of the year labored in St. Helena area, Oakland, San Francisco, Calistoga, and Healdsburg, and became settled in her new home, for which she was deeply grateful. Christ's object lessons, testimonies on Sabbath school work, and testimonies for the church, Volume 6, were published in 1900.